Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to A Kinder Morning, Compassionate Self-Talk. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let me tell you, if anyone knows a thing or two about bouncing back from life's curveballs, it's us humans. Because seriously, who hasn't been knocked down a peg or two? We all face challenges, setbacks, moments of self-doubt, sometimes even whole seasons of feeling less than our best. But here's the kicker. How we deal with those tough times is what truly matters. It's about building resilience, that inner strength to weather any storm. And you know what's the secret ingredient? Self-compassion. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. Self-compassion is like a superpower. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer your dearest friend going through a rough patch. Think of it as this. Imagine your best friend came to you feeling beat down. Maybe they bombed an important presentation or had a fight with someone they care about deeply. What would you say? You'd probably tell them, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define you. Learn from it and keep going." That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Sometimes our inner critic can be louder than a stadium full of screaming fans. But here's the good news. We can train that voice. We can learn to replace those harsh judgments with words of encouragement and understanding. It takes practice, but it's totally worth it. Let me give you 5 super powerful ways to cultivate self-compassion and build that inner resilience. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, let yourself feel what you're feeling. Don't try to suppress or ignore those emotions. Sadness, frustration, anger, they're all valid. Think of it like this. Your feelings are messengers trying to tell you something important. Acknowledge them without judgment and then ask yourself, what's the message here? 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like hitting the pause button on those runaway thoughts that can spiral you into negativity. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can bring you back to center and help you respond to challenges with more clarity and calm. Ever get caught up in a mental loop about something that happened hours ago? Mindfulness helps break free from those thought patterns and bring you back to the now. 3. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like the amazing person you are. Would you berate your friend for making a mistake? Nope, you'd offer support and encouragement. Do the same for yourself. Remember that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth, not reasons to beat yourself up. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. Pay attention to those inner voices. Those mean little gremlins whispering doubts and insecurities. When you catch them, challenge their negativity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? What's a more compassionate and realistic way to look at this situation? 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you have a good conversation with someone you care about? Give yourself credit for those wins. You deserve it. Recognizing your successes boosts your confidence and fuels your motivation to keep going. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly you blank out mid-speech. Your mind goes completely empty, and you feel like the entire room is judging you. You want to disappear into thin air. But then, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you remember. It's okay to make mistakes. Everyone has them. I'm human, and this doesn't define me. You take a deep breath, regain your composure, and continue with the presentation. See what happened? You used self-compassion to navigate a challenging situation and bounce back stronger. That's resilience in action. So remember, beautiful souls, cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice those 5 key takeaways, and watch as your inner strength blossoms. And always remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. Keep shining, my friends. Until tomorrow, spread that kindness like confetti. I'm sending you all so much love and light.
The This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.